to serve. All I want to do is to serve each day. And all I want to do is to serve each day. All I want to do is to serve each day. Lift your hands high. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and the honor. Thank you because this is the day you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you again. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you for this first day, this harvest glory weeks. We shall see the harvest and we shall see the glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Release, recovery, and replication through prayer. Release, recovery, replication through prayer. Our objective, and it is very sharp, is to understand the release power of prayer, understand the recovery power of prayer, and understand the replication or enlargement power of prayer. It is clear throughout Scripture that prayer is a very potent and necessary force for the fulfillment and realization of destiny. Very potent and necessary force. Prayer will bring about releases, will bring about recoveries, and will bring about multiplication. So we are going to take them one by one, and we'll take release in the first service and recovery in the second service, and then the replication in the third by the power of prayer. One, release. We have examples throughout Scripture where either lives or destinies got released, or even expectations got released at the place of prayer. Example number one, the destiny of Jacob was released and realized at the altar of prayer. He was Jacob until he prayed and became Israel. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28. The meaning of that is prayer can release you from who you used to be into who you are meant to be. Prayer can release you from where you used to be into where you are meant to be. Prayer can release you from what used to be into what is meant to be. And I see that release in the life of someone here today. And if you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. Can I hear a louder amen? From who you used to be to who you are meant to be, I see your release into that realm right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Example number two. The long-awaited rainfall in the land of Israel in the days of Elijah was released at the altar of prayer. The long-awaited rainfall in the land of Israel in the days of Elijah was released at the altar of prayer. In James chapter 5 and in verse 18, scripture speaking, said, and he prayed, talking about Elijah, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. He prayed before, the heaven was shut. He prayed again, the heavens gave rain. And you see the story of that in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. All the way to verse 45. And Elijah said unto Ahab, he said, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And then all the way to verse 45. And then Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself up down upon the earth. He put his face between his knees. That is the prayer position, the bed position. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Expectations turn into manifestations at the place of intercession. Again, expectations become manifestations at the place of supplication, at the place of intercession. Israel expected rain for 3.5 years, but the expectation was not filled until somebody stepped into intercession, somebody stepped into praying. I speak to someone here this morning. Every expectation in your life that has been delayed so far, in this month of prayer, they shall be released. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Every spiritual expectation, every marital expectation, every career expectation, every destiny expectation, every expectation for yourself and expectation for your children that has delayed so far, I announce at the place of prayer, they shall be released. Before this month is over, they shall be released. You believers, shout the loudest amen. That was the long-awaited rainfall in the land of Israel in the days of Elijah was released at the altar of prayer. Thirdly, the promised Holy Ghost was released for the disciples in the upper room at the altar of prayer. We are talking about releases through prayer. The promised Holy Ghost was released for the disciples in the upper room at the place of prayer. If you look at the book of Luke chapter 24 and in verse 4 all the way to verse 9. Luke 24 verse 4 to verse 9. And it came to pass. Sorry, Luke 24 verse 49. Luke 24 verse 49. He said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That was the promise. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it was reiterated. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And this promise was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 all the way to verse 5. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. And what happened? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Promises translate into products at the altar of prayer. Promises translate, metamorphose into products at the place of prayer. It was the promise until you prayed. It becomes the product after you have prayed. Is somebody here today? You see, there are things that we have been holding on to from the Bible. There are many people seated here this morning watching online viewers and all over the world. You are watching and there are things you are holding on to God. And you say, God has made this promise or that promise to me. And you are trusting Him for the fulfillment of the promises. I prophesy unto you today. Those promises shall manifest into the products you desire. Those promises shall metamorphose into the products you desire at the place of prayer. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. There is somebody who has been holding on to God for a particular promise for yourself, a particular promise for your child, a particular promise for your family. I decree this month is not permitted to end until these promises come to pass. Shout the loudest, amen. Promises metamorphose into products at the altar of prayer. Having said all of that, what is prayer all about? What is prayer all about? Prayer, what is prayer all about? I'm going to be giving like three definitions, but for the sake of time, I will just define one for the sake of this time. It's prayer is the flow of communication. That the flow of communication originating from the relationship between man and God. The flow of communication that originates from the relationship between man and God. When there is a relationship, everywhere there is a relationship, there is communication. It is the flow of communication that originates from the relationship between man and God. Another way I will say it is that prayer is the servicing of the relationship between man and God. Prayer is what services the relationship that God and man has. It is the servicing of the relationship between man and God. And this is the point of the matter. The more functional the relationship, the more vibrant the communication. The more functional the relationship, the more vibrant the communication. The more functional the relationship, the more vibrant the communication will be. Also, that is, if the relationship is functioning well, the communication is vibrant. I said it many times. There is one way to know that a husband and wife are having a good relationship.
Communication is vibrant. Excitement is high. I mean, they are just, there is a flow. There is just a flow between them. When you look at them, they are flowing. They flow together. And there is one way to know that a husband and a wife or a family is in disarray. The communication has hiccups. The communication is tensed up. It is pressured. It is like under duress. It does not flow in the same manner. When the relationship between man and God is functional, the communication is vibrant. Also, when the relationship between man and God is functional, the communication is regular. The communication is regular. When you see someone who does not have the time to pray, or is too busy to pray, or he prays just once in a while, you know that there is something wrong with that communication. Is God speaking to somebody here? In Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, he said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father means relationship. Our Father means I have a relationship with this person I am talking to. And this morning I want to pray that someone's relationship with God will shift to another level. If you are that one, say a louder amen. How do you pray effectively? To see releases. How do you pray effectively? To see releases and to see recoveries and to see replications. Number one, you pray desperately. Pray desperately. Like Jacob prayed. He wrestled with a man in desperation. In Genesis chapter 32 verse 24. He wrestled with the man. Prayed desperately. It is desperation that determines your manifestations. That determines your possessions. That determines your destination with God. You pray desperately. You don't pray carelessly. You don't pray casually. You pray desperately. Number two. Pray revelationally. Revelationally. That is, you pray with light and you pray with insight. That is, you know what you are talking about. You are not just there begging and begging at the place of prayer. In John chapter 15 and in verse 7, John 15, 7, he said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You shall ask what you will. If you are word loaded, and light loaded, you will ask aright, and no devil can stop your resource. Pray revelationally, and thirdly, pray believingly. You pray with faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder. If rewards must be seen, belief is a must. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder. If rewards must be seen, belief is a must. If results must be seen, belief is a must. Belief is a must. You don't negotiate the belief. Lord, it shall be. Amen. Even though it tarry, I will wait for it. It must happen. No devil can see my can stop my result. If result must be seen, belief is a must. It's a must. If rewards must be seen, belief is a must. And if result must be seen, belief is a must. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here who is about to see results? Lift up your right hand and just go ahead and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him. Magnify his precious, holy, wonderful name. If results must be seen, belief is a must. Lift up your hands and just begin to worship and honor him.
Can you be on your feet 1 minute? Just lift your hands and worship. I had a miracle. So great. There is so much to you. There is no like you. You are great. You are the miracle, so, so great. There is no like you. Lift up your hands everywhere. Be upstanding. Upstanding if you can. Lift your two hands. Jesus' name. If you are seated, be upstanding. Hands up, lift. Close your eyes. Lift the hands high above your head if possible. Put it high. We are in these weeks of glory. We are set and we are due for the manifestation of His glory. There is about to be a glory invasion that will remove the pain and remove the reproach. There is about to be a glory encounter. His presence is here. Angels are here. What is needed to fix your life is about to be dropped. That which needs to be released into your life is here. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Oh, whisper the name. Your hands, close your eyes, don't be distracted. Someone is about to be picked out of a pit. Some dirty garment is about to be set on fire. A coffin is about to be set on fire. A skeleton is about to step out. A spirit of impersonation, an unclean spirit. Jesus, lift your hands high. Father, let this glory be released now. At a count of seven, you place your hand on your head and scream, glory. And just blasting the spirit. Ay! Jiba gada galada yada ya hashana. Leke pete rete sida yabada yala. Father, let your glory invade the life of this woman, the life of this man, the life of this boy, the life of this girl, the life of this sister. And let something change right now. In the name of Jesus, Etalidana. Let the yoke break. Let the bond, let the yoke break. Let the bondage be broken now. At the count of seven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And seven!
Glory!
Glory! Glory! Glory! Glory! Ay, 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 glory! 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 Mashada la la la! Leperekesi! Ikeba da ya da la la! Leperekese kola managa la la la! Glory! 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 Receive the invasion of glory! Mahashida! Mahashida! Leperinia! Litarana mana! Sigeli ya la la! Ikele ya ya ya! Hashada la ya! Leperekese minana! Leperene mehuzana! Leperana! Glory! 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 Receive the invasion of His glory in your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive the invasion of His glory in your life. Receive
received an invasion. The reproach is over. The affliction is over. The agenda of hell is over. The agenda of the enemy is over. Receive an invasion of his glory. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Something just happened to you. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Something just happened to you. A yoke just got broken. Chains just got broken. Lift your hands and wave. Somebody came in here with pains and the pains are gone. The pains of ulcer, the pains of cancer, the pains of arthritis, the pains of the joint, pains of the neck and the lower back, they are gone. Father, thank you. Pains on the shoulder is gone. Somebody just received an encounter where your garment was changed and you were brought out of a pit. Another person, God just set your family free. Give the Lord a praise. Give him a praise. Clap your hands, all you people. Quickly step forward here. Remain standing, everybody. Remain standing. Quickly step forward here. If God healed you just now, the pain is gone. You got an encounter, a freedom, a deliverance, a liberty. And just step forward. Quickly. Let's find out what God did for you. You are not expecting anything at all. You are not expecting a release already done for you by God. If you are giving me dance for 1 minute more, let's go. Shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What's happening?
Oh, well, the daughter is so overwhelmed. The mother said she has been praying for this daughter to encounter Christ.
That's right.
She's not been to church for a very long time.
That's right.
In the course of the service, she encountered Jehovah.
That's right.
So broken, and then she's not told her the encounter yet, but of course.
This is a miracle. This is what church is all about. Transforming and changing people's lives. Mother has been trusting God for daughter to change, to know God, to come to church. She has not been going to church for a very long time. And just in this atmosphere of glory, Jehovah encountered her. She's broken and she's hugging the mother and just finding it difficult to recover. Everyone who has a concerned child here, you are concerned for your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your children. Right now, they shall encounter Jehovah and there shall be a turnaround. Congratulations. Adabaidu. What is worshiping God? Let's go. Once she's come to live, we'll know what happened. Go ahead.
She said,
please be seated, people.
Her life had been stagnated, nothing working. While the declarations were made, she saw, God opened her eyes and she saw the senior pastor moving in the crowd with some pastors and then laying hands on people. As soon as he laid hands upon her, a filthy garment fell off and a new garment was worn on her.
Step over here. Every garment that has deprived you of your destiny, whatever the devil has put on your body that is working against you, fire of the Holy Ghost. This garment is set on fire right now. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Come over here, sister. Come. I deliver you from spirit-husband relationship right now. I saw a ring on this finger. And that engagement, that covenant, that relationship with the spirit of the waters is broken. No spirit molestation. Fire of the Holy Ghost. I declare your freedom right now. Your liberty right now. Your liberty right now. I use this as a point of contact for everyone here today. Any form of engagement with the devil, every relationship with spirit husband and spirit relationship, today it is over forever. Yes, go on.
Sir, our sister said, while you were praying, the Lord opened her eyes. She saw you, you began to dig a hole. And as you dug that hole, you took anointing oil and anointed the. She saw herself standing by your side. And you said, I disconnect you today from the powers of your father's house. And you brought out one big yam. And her name and the names of all her siblings were written on that yam.
Yam,
sir.
That is the devil turned them to yam for eating.
That was what happened, sir. You said, this is the untimely death that has consumed your family. Mother died untimely. She said she can't count how many of her family members have died like that. And you used your hand to wipe off that yam. Threw the yam down, the yam became a dry tree, and you released fire, and the tree was consumed.
Can you stand up on your feet, everybody? Stand up on your feet. I'd like you to get ready. Lift your hands and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every ancestral curse, every generational curse that is working against my family, against my destiny, oh, you curse, you are broken now, in the name of Jesus. Every document carrying the name of my family members, you are set on fire. Catch fire now. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch that fire now. Somebody shout the loudest. Power.
Something is happening here.
Sir, amazing. This young man came here with these two crutches. Broke both ankles.
He broke both ankles.
Yes, sir. They've operated on one. So it's been impossible for him to walk without these two crutches. Young man, can you lift it up? At the shout of glory, he said he heard a sound. Something happened to the boat.
A sound? Like a, what kind of sound?
My uncle, they were joining.
Like what? Joining, like a popping, crackling kind of sound. As if the uncles were joining. When he shouted glory.
When he shouted glory, answer. He said he realized that the pain had gone, that he could walk without the crutches.
How did you walk when you came with the crutches? See, that one couldn't land on the ground at all. This one couldn't step on the ground at all. And for how long had you used these crutches?
For one year.
And that leg couldn't land. Walk again. That leg couldn't land on the ground at all. Now bring the crutches. Show the devil how you can walk now.
Glory, glory.
Are you just
hallelujah.
Are you just
glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory.
Understand the attitude of some of us this morning. Are you too familiar with God? Is there nothing you are expecting from God? Celebrate your way into it. Take that song again.
Hey, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory,
praise
His name.
Hallelujah.
prophesy to someone here this morning. Everything that is not working in your life is beginning to work now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fire is upon that young man. In the name of Jesus. The Lord work it all out well. One more, just for that. Yes, take your seat.
Sir, there's a very dangerous unction here.
That's right.
While you prayed for this lady about the change of garments, you said there was a ring on that finger.
Yes, I saw the ring on that finger.
Sweet husband. I asked her, and then she said, it's been years, molestation over molestations.
Oh my God.
That had resulted in frustrated relationships. It's as bad as the sweet husband crystallizes physically.
Physically
to go and threaten whoever is a suitor and tell them, get out from her life. She belongs to me. No relationship had worked. And then the word located at this
point. The sweet husband will go physical as a person.
He crystallizes as a human being.
Somebody who wants to marry her and say, leave her alone.
Molest her in the dream and comes out physically.
He molests her in the dream and comes. Somebody shout fire. Can you stand up on your feet? Are you just looking like that? Lift up your hands and your voice and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every tormenting spirit monitoring my life, frustrating my destiny, today I command you, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. Fire! Fire, 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 fire. You demonic spiritual relationship, catch fire, 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 fire. Your tenure expires, your agenda is frustrated, your plan is over in the life of that girl, in the name of Jesus. And everything that is yours here, that the enemy has delayed or deprived you, I declare they are released. Today is song number one. What will happen number two, number three, number four, number five, all the way to number seven? Give Jesus a shout. Let's go. What happened here?
Sir, this young lady is the product of the prayers that have gone forth in these 7 weeks of harvest. She's her only daughter. And only child. And her mother has been praying for her salvation. So this last week, she came under a sudden fear. Fear of death.
That's right.
Fear of running mad or something.
I can relate with that fear.
And she hasn't been eating. She turned it into a fast, seeking God. And last night, she's been awake since 1 a.m. It's like, if she closes her eyes, she's going to die or run mad. And she came into the service this morning, and she just came under the conviction of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that once she's led in the sinner's prayer, that fear will go and she'll be totally...
It is gone. That happened to me for 7 days. On the 5th of May, 1986, before the 5th of May, the 7 days prior to that, I was as if I was going to die. It was as if, and if I died, where will I go? Until 2 a.m. of that 5th of May. And the voice came and said, if you die now, where are you going? And I said, I'm not sure, I don't know. He said, what will you lose for serving me? If you give yourself to me, what will be your loss? And I looked and I couldn't find one loss. And he said, only hellfire you will lose. Wow. That is what has happened. I understand that fear.
Okay.
The fear of death. Lift your voice, sister, and say after me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I surrender my life to you today.
I surrender my life to you today.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
In need of help.
In need of help.
Forgive me my sins.
Forgive me my sins.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
Today, it is my decision. To follow you. No turning back. From today. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive your freedom and your liberty and your deliverance. The yoke is broken. The chain is broken. Grace to live for God is released in Jesus' name. Now, please really go rapidly here.
This our sister.
Pastor will still come forward shortly.
This our sister had pain on the leg yesterday at the shout of glory.
She had what?
Leg pain.
Affliction. All right. It is gone. Congratulations.
This our sister had suffered peptic ulcer for 3 years.
And now she's healed.
Now she's healed.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
This is our sister too, had suffered ulcer for 7 years.
7 years, and now she's healed. Congratulations, it's over forever.
This is our sister. She said she came with a severe stomach pain that had lasted for 1 week, and the stomach pain is gone.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free of enemy affliction. Yes.
Sister Magdalene said, at the shout of glory, a serpent walked out of her.
A serpent walked out of her. Every deposit, somebody say, every stranger. Say it louder. Every stranger in my life, in my body, you are living now. On your mouth, death said, shadow. Every stranger, you are gone. You are gone. You are gone. You are gone.
Brother Paul said, for the past 4 years, he has been seeing strange faces physically. But at the shout of glory, those demons checked out of
me. Somebody say, every stranger around my life, your tenure expires. In Jesus' name.
You give a word that God was setting families free. Presently, his mother is in prison. Immediately the word went forth, God opened his eyes and he saw his mother being set free from the prison.
You will return back to testify of her freedom. Lift your hands. And I stay here and lift your hands. And I take authority, lift your hands over every altar of insanity in the family. Power of the Holy Ghost. It is over forever in Jesus' name. Owner of evil load, carry your load. Yes.
Sister Lydia said she has had pain in the chest for the past 4 years. At the shout of glory, something loosed from the chest.
Come over here, lift your hands. Free. I take authority over that mask that the enemy used to cover you. Lift your hands. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load. Carry your load. Owner of evil load, 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 carry your load. Owner of evil load.
Lift your hands everywhere. Father, thank you for this moment. We give you the praise and the honor for your goodness and your mercies. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone here today, you have not given your life to Jesus. You need Jesus in your life. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. We are going to celebrate for 2 minutes, and while that is on, quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here. You need to be born again. You need the yoke of sin broken. You need an addiction broken off your life, and you need Jesus to be Lord of your life. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and step for celebration song.
Hallelujah for the Lord our God.
Bring
your hands
forward. Come and give your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord our God. The
and you know that Jesus is not yet Lord of your life, or you are battling with an addiction, you want the yoke of addiction broken, quickly run to the front here, and we shall also pray for you. You are addicted to cigarettes, addicted to marijuana, addicted to pornography, addicted to anything like that, that is a yoke on your life, quickly stand up on your feet. Go ahead, celebrate one more time. Quickly, pick your Bibles. I want to be free. That's like God bless you. And I'll give you the count of five at this time. God bless you. Lesbianism, masturbation, whatever it is that has tied down your life and you want the yoke broken. Quickly come forward. One.
Hallelujah for the Lord, God the Almighty.
Three. Hand on your chest. The sister that came out to give her life to Christ, that the mother brought out, she can also join so that she can be attended. Oh, she's already there. All right. It's okay. Place the right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that that hold of sin be broken. Grace to serve the Lord is released upon you, and I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen.